Welcome to Worker Movement, a podcast dedicated to the working class, a podcast dedicated to raising class consciousness. This podcast is for you, for us, for the worker.
I thought about that video I sent earlier of the kid like, oh, well, COVID has less deaths from the flu. And then there's the lady that's like, George Floyd couldn't breathe and I can't breathe either.
That is one of the most insane videos I've seen. It's a sense of entitlement that's so, no one knows what I'm talking about, but there's a video of what, St. George,
which I think is in Utah.
Yeah, of this anti-mask crowd, and they basically painted all of these dickheads as just dumb dickheads, because, I mean, they co-opted these children to go out there and say things. They basically, and so entitled to their quote-unquote freedom that they're endangering their lives, not only their children, but everybody around them. And then they basically shit all over the death of another human being. It's just, how bonkers is it? Whether or not somebody is guilty of a crime is different than being executed in the street, you know, extrajudicially. I can't say that word, but...
Though this whole thing is going to cut anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, you should keep this in there. It's so insane. Yeah, this is for our listeners. This is a B-roll.
I'll make a B-roll of this. And then you had the lady that was like, oh, you know who else likes masks? Pedophiles.
Pedophiles like masks.
Like, if you were to give, like, a college kid, like, I want you to go make the most stereotypical fucking video about just idiot mask protesters, this is what they would come up with.
You know what I think people should understand is that, and maybe this is a good B-roll, is just the idea of what it means to have psyops. So I this is a small U-turn, then I'll come right back. So I saw an email today from a dickhead organization saying, Trump should see this, or make Trump see this. And they painted on the side of some shitty fucking cube truck. Sorry, I'm swearing so much. You know, Trump lied, 2,000 died. 200,000 died. And I thought, why would Trump have to see this? He doesn't give a shit.
That's the lying part.
It's the part that, yeah, you're going to hurt his feelings and call him a liar. He doesn't give a fuck. He knows he's a liar. He knows how many people die. He doesn't care. Like...
Or he doesn't know how many people died. He still doesn't care.
He still doesn't give a shit. So all you're trying to do is convince your supporters that by giving you $20, so you can waste 10 of it on a billboard and pocket the other 10 for your retreats, that, you know, somehow they're making a difference. When in the end, they're not. But so that goes back to this psychological idea. If we were to come out and say, wear a mask to stop chemtrails from controlling you.
They might all be like, oh my God, I need fucking a mask immediately.
In fact, we should sell chemtrail masks, chemtrailmasks.com, write this down, where all we do is basically source masks, then say they're for chemtrails. And maybe people will start wearing them.
It's a solid psyop to get people to wear masks.
Yep.
The government is trying to brainwash you with chemtrails or whatever the fucking brain dead reasoning is. But you need a mask, and that's the only way to prevent it.
Yep.
Don't wear it because of the wildfires on the West Coast or because of COVID.
Don't give a shit about that.
Yep. Wear it because of fucking chemtrails.
Well, what are they dumping out of the planes and the fires? Huh? Something that burns and can control you. It makes you dumb. It takes away your intelligence. Remember, you're a free thinker, guys.
For future episodes and to learn more about the worker movement, join us at workermovement.com.